This is Serenade Radio with the best in easy listening. Now here's Mark Stein with Stein's Song of the Week.
For almost half a century, this was as well known as any song in the United States. The man who sang it was the biggest selling recording artist of all time, and this was the biggest selling recording artist of all time's theme tune, the one the band struck up at the start of every show. First on radio. And then on TV, and on stage, and even occasionally in motion pictures, decade after decade.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
And the someone waiting was always Bing. A golden half century met the blue of the night on a golf course in Madrid in 1977. After finishing 18 holes at La Moraleja with three Spanish golf champions, Bing Crosby had a massive heart attack, collapsed, and died. At the time of his death, he'd sold more records than anybody else, and in more genres, pop, country, Irish folk ballads, hymns. He introduced more hit songs than anybody else, and he was one of the biggest stars in Hollywood, even though for him, the description actor came well after singer and even businessman. Where did it all go? Within a decade of his death, you could wander into a record store and find the biggest selling singer had dwindled down to a couple of compilation CDs on weird foreign labels you'd never heard of. People under a certain age, the name Bing Crosby is meaningless, except for one song heard for 1 month every year in the run-up to Christmas. And no, I don't mean White Christmas, I mean that wacky duet he did on Little Drummer Boy. That's what a half-century golden day shriveled down to in the blue of the night. Bing Crosby? Oh, the guy who sings with David Bowie? Does he do anything else? When a star that bright dims so quickly, it's usually because the keepers of the flame aren't any good at keeping it. What Nancy, Frank Jr. and Tina have done with the Sinatra catalogue, for example, is in marked contrast to the withering of Bing's legacy. So let's go back, before the pipe and cardigan and golf gags and Christmas show banter, to the young Bing on the eve of superstardom as one third of Paul Whiteman's Rhythm Boys.
When you find that your mind keeps you worried and blue,
you can always let your feet
keep your disposition sweet.
I wanna see what makes me
feel the way I do.
Will you kindly cast an eye on two good reasons why?
Happy feet, I've got those happy feet. Give them a low-down beat, and they begin dancing. I've got those 10 little tapping toes, and when they hear a tune, can't control the dancing heels, save my soul. Weary blues, can't get into my shoes, because my shoes refuse to ever grow weary. I
keep cheerful on an earful of music sweet. Cause I've got those happy feet.
Artie Shaw described him as the first hip white person born in the United States. Ever since Bing first opened his mouth, said Louis Armstrong, he was the boss of all singers, which is one reason Mr. Satch and Mr. Cross, to quote Gone Fishing, made so many records together. And the first time William S. Paley, founder of CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, heard Bing open that mouth, it changed the course of his fledgling radio network. Mr. Paley was on the transatlantic liner, the SS Europa, on his third day at sea, strolling along the deck when he heard a phonograph record coming from a nearby stateroom. Something about somebody surrendering, dear.
We play the game of stay away, but it costs more than I can pay. Without you, I can't make my way. I surrender, dear. I may seem proud and I may act gay. That's just a pose. I'm not that way. Cause deep down in my heart I say, I surrender, dear. Are those little mean things we were doing? Must have been part of the game. Lending a spice to the wooing. Ah, but I don't care who's to blame. When stars appear and shadows fall, then you'll hear my poor heart call to you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
William Paley was transfixed. When he'd recovered, he tracked down the source of the sound and persuaded the stateroom's occupant to let him look at the label on the disc. I Surrender, Dear, vocal refrain by Bing Crosby. Then he went straight to the ship's telegraph office and sent a cable to New York. Sign up singer named Bing Crosby. Stop. The Rhythm Boys, Bing, Harry Barris and Al Rinker, liked to raise a little crazy rhythm out of hours, and Paul Whiteman turned a blind eye to the booze and the girls and the parties until one night a drunken Crosby got thrown in jail. Then he fired them. So Bing, Harry and Al wrote this song, and it was the death of the act. What William Paley heard was what everyone else wanted to hear. Not a trio of larky rhythm cats, but the guy with the throb in his voice.
To you, my love, my life, my all. I surrender, dear.
So now the star rhythm boy had a radio show. Harry Barris and Al Rinker might reasonably have expected to get at least a couple of songwriting gigs out of the new solo act, or maybe something even more lucrative. After all, for his new CBS network show, Bing would need, like everybody else, a theme song. Surely I Surrender, Dear was the obvious choice, but Crosby wasn't convinced that surrendering to someone was quite the right message for a radio theme and started casting around for alternatives. It came down to a choice between Love Came Into My Heart by Burton Lane, whom you've heard on this series talking about I Like New York in June, How About You, and an alternative ballad by Fred Allett and Roy Turk. Who are they? Well, Fred Allert is the composer who sat right down and wrote, "I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter," which is one of the greatest couplets in all popular song.
A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I've got them.
Paul McCartney, who titled his album of standards Kisses on the Bottom. My fellow Sunday serenader, Peter Tomlinson's secretary. Peter's secretary once said she was going to send me a holiday postcard with Kisses on the Bottom, and I responded, "I'll be glad I got them," as everyone does. Sorry, where was I? Oh, the decades fell away and I was lost in reverie there. Oh, yeah. So that's Fred Allert, and the lyricist Roy Turk is the fellow who posthumously gave Elvis a monster hit.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright to summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart?
A year after Roy Turk wrote that in 1926, he and Fred Allert drifted together and had a great run of songs, I'll Get By, Walking My Baby Back Home, I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do, and of course, Mean to Me, Why Must You Be Mean to Me, with what I like to call, in reference to the great short story writer, its ingenious O. Henry twist in the tail on the title phrase.
It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget, can't you see what you mean to me?
For the most part, Turk and Allert's songs are as natural as walking, whether with your baby back home or just down the sidewalk to the corner newsstand. In 1931, though, it took them a couple of goes to get it right.
Where the gold of the day meets the blue of the night, someone waits for me.
You can see what they're getting at. The order has a kind of logic to it, but it just doesn't sing as well. So Roy Turk rejigged it. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Almost there, Turk made one further change, not when the blue of the night, but where, which makes what had sounded previously like an eagerly awaited date into something more mysterious. And it certainly shows off the richness of Crosby's baritone.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. And the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes, like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Such a lovely record. Eddie Lang on guitar, and it's the perfect intro theme. It's anticipatory. But Where the Blue of the Night was hard on Bing's fellow rhythm boy and author of I Surrender Dear, Harry Barris. His daughter Marty said it broke his heart when Bing didn't choose I Surrender Dear, but it was surely the right choice. America was surrendering to Crosby, not the other way round.
If only I could see her, Oh, how happy I would be where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
You know, anybody breaking into radio in 1931 had to have a theme song, sort of a musical identification. And Turk and Allert wrote me a good one, I thought.
Whoa, hold up just a moment. Is that actually true? Did Turk and Allert write Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day? Well, if you look at the original record label back in 1931, the song was credited to three writers and has been ever since. Turk and Allert and Crosby. Did Bing actually write any part of the song? Why, yes, he did. The verse. You don't know the verse? Well, nobody sung it for the best part of a century, but they did back in 1931.
Why must I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and return to the long ago, where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Someone waits for me.
Bing sings Crosby, the verse he wrote for Where the Blue of the Night Meets the Gold of the Day. Why do I live in dreams of the days I used to know? Why can't I find real peace of mind and return to the long ago? It's one of those verses that explains the song before you hear it, and in doing so makes it more ordinary. I said that 1931 original is a lovely record, but to me that verse is the only blemish upon it. Still, you can't blame Bing for recording it. He was, after all, a co-writer of the song, so he was, in effect, justifying his cut of the royalties. And once the song was established, he never needed to sing that verse again. Aside from warbling it on the radio every week for years, Bing recorded Blue of the Night anew once every decade or so. Here he is in 1940 with the Paradise Island Trio.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
And in 1945, with his longtime musical director John Scott Trotter.
And the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes, like a halo tenderly.
And in 1954 with the Buddy Cole Trio.
If only I could see her, oh how happy I would be when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Someone waits for me.
Wait a minute. Did he just sing when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day? Didn't they settle all that back in 1931? Well, yes, the song is called Where the Blue of the Night. But on radio, TV, stage, and even record, Bing could go either way.
Oh, beg your pardon. I'm looking for Mr. Harry Lillis Crosby.
Well, come to the right place.
Oh. Well, do you suppose he could come to the door?
Well, I know he could. I've seen him do it hundreds of times.
Yes, I wonder, could you fetch him? Because I've got a very important message to deliver.
Oh, well, actually, I'm Harry Lillis Crosby. You could give it to me direct.
You?
Yes.
I mean, do you have any means of identification?
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Yes, I always thought it was when the blue of the night.
No, it's where the blue of the night.
Well, are you certain?
Oh, of course. I've sung it hundreds and hundreds of times. When the blue of the night...
You see, you sang when.
I did. Yes, I did. Well, look, here's my driver's license. Check the name.
Attention, all stations, calling all stations. Clear the air lanes, clear all air lanes for the big broadcast. The big broadcast. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Theme song of the biggest recording star, the biggest radio star, and one of the biggest movie stars wasn't an unmixed blessing for Blue of the Night. Yes, you get sung every week, decade in, decade out, you're earning money, but you're not being heard as a song. You're a cue, a walk-on, an intro. Thanks for the memory. A superb song is under-recorded because it was Bob Hope's personal national anthem for almost 70 years. A lot of other people stay away. So who else sang Blue of the Night? Sinatra? No. Ella? No. Peggy Lee? No. But this guy did. Bing Crosby's band leader brother, Bob Crosby.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me. And the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes, like a halo so tenderly. And if only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
I really think, said Bing in old age, I'd trade anything I've ever done if I could have written just one hit song. Almost to the end, he enjoyed writing parodies, very funny, often rude, well-rhymed, and he'd occasionally take a more substantive song idea to an old pal like Johnny Burke, the lyricist of Pennies from Heaven, Moonlight Becomes You, Swingin' on a Star, and any number of Crosby classics, in hope of getting some help from Johnny in working it up into something. But the one enduring hit song with Crosby's name on it is I Don't Stand a Ghost of a Chance with You. Did you know that Bing wrote a song with Bob Dylan? Well, it may be more accurate to say they both have their name on the same tune. Crosby wrote those words we heard to Fred Allert's verse, and 75 years later, Bob Dylan wrote these words to Fred Allert's chorus.
In the still of the night, in the world's ancient light, where wisdom grows up in strife, my bewildered brain toils in vain through. through the darkness on the pathways of life. Each invisible prayer is like a cloud in the air. Tomorrow keeps turning around. We live and we die, we know not why, but I'll be with you when the deal goes down.
Well, I wouldn't call that an improvement. But other than that, I couldn't recall the last time I'd heard Where the Blue of the Night in a non-Bing context. And then one day, in 2007, there arrived in my mailbox a copy of John Prine and Mac Wiseman's new album, Standard Songs for Average People.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
And the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly.
If all oh, how happy I would be. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day,
someone waits for me.
John Prine's a country folkie, once tipped as the new Dylan. Mac Wiseman's a bluegrass pioneer, old enough to remember when his mom dialed up Bing's radio show every week. But they remind you that this song is a song in its own right.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
And the gold of her hair crowns the blue of her eyes like a halo tenderly. If only I could see her, oh, how happy I would be.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day,
someone waits for me. Someone waits for me.
A song from Me to You, music by Fred Allett, words to the chorus by Roy Turk, words to the unheard verse by Bing Crosby, sung by John Prine and Mac Wiseman. I was going to thank them for keeping the song alive, but then I remembered Mr. Wiseman died in 2019 and Mr. Prine was one of the first American musicians to be felled by the COVID in early 2020. So we're back to square one. Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, a song that deserves to be more than just an old radio theme, waits to be rediscovered.
Stein's Song of the Week was presented by Mark Stein and created for Serenade Radio by Brian Savin.